November 22nd, the readings for the day. Today is the memorial of Saint Cecilia. The first reading comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. It begins with John seeing a scroll that's sealed with seven seals. Now, normally a scroll is something that's rolled up in a cylinder, but this scroll is sealed with seven seals, and every time one of the seals is broken, you can read part of the scroll. So it can't be a rolled-up cylinder, because if you break one of the seals on that, the seals being on the edge, then you wouldn't be able to read anything. Rather, it's like a Roman will, which is a piece of paper folded in half and sealed, folded in half and sealed, folded in half and sealed, seven times. What's written on the scroll? The saving will for God for his people. And who's going to open the scroll? Well, the only one who's found worthy is the Lion of Judah, who's also the lamb which has been slain. Notice how that transforms imagery. A lion normally conquers its foes by killing, ravaging, destroying, but this lion conquers its enemies by becoming a lamb which was slain. A lamb which was slain normally lies bleeding on the ground, but this lamb is standing, because this is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who died and rose from the dead. He has seven horns and seven eyes. Horns stand for authority, seven being the perfect number, means that he has all authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Eyes stand for the gift of the Spirit. He overflows with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he receives a scroll. Now, how can a lamb hold a scroll that doesn't have an opposable thumb? And the answer to that question is don't ask. Because the imagery is not supposed to be understood literally. It's supposed to be understood as symbolism, and then you pass on. That's typical of Hebrew symbolism, that you don't reflect on it in a pictorial fashion, but rather you simply understand what it's trying to say, and then you move on from there. We see the four living creatures and 24 elders who fall down before the Lamb. Remember, the four living creatures stand for creation, the 24 elders, which is 12 plus 12, the 12 patriarchs of the Old Testament and the 12 apostles of the New Testament, stand for salvation history. They fall down before the Lamb. And each of the elders has a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. This is a symbolism that will be used in this book of Revelation, that incense stands for the prayers of the holy ones rising up to God. And there's a hymn that's sung, and we hear that people of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Now, tribe, tongue, people, and nation recalls Daniel 7, where the Son of Man would receive authority over tribes and peoples and every nation on earth. So again, this is Jesus, the Lamb of God who was slain, who is also the Lion of Judah, the Messiah, and he will free all peoples. The Gospel is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, and he speaks about how it will be conquered by its enemies. They'll raise a palisade against it, encircle it, hem it in. Now that's exactly what happened to Jerusalem in 70 AD. It is possible that Jesus did predict the downfall of Jerusalem, but the actual description of how it would be besieged and taken was expanded a bit by Luke the Evangelist after the event. Either way, why was Jerusalem being destroyed? Because it wouldn't accept the salvation that God had sent to it. Remember, in Scripture, God presents a way of salvation before us, but we have to choose. We can choose the way of salvation, or we can choose the way of death. There's one thing that God can't do. He can't force us to love him. He invites us, but then it's our decision. So if we make the wrong decision and we choose the way of death, why should we be surprised when the wage of the way of death is death? That's our choice. God doesn't want us to make the choice. God calls us back from that choice. But God cannot force his love upon us. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.